Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Savaged Unfiltered.
This program contains subject matter and language that may be disturbing to some viewers. Viewer discretion is advised.
Forever.
There we go again.
More technical problems. We live in the 21st century.
Savaged Unfiltered.
Literally. Not only should we not be important, but we gave $30 billion.
Did
you know we gave
$30 billion this weekend? Your host, Michael Garn. Like a
Hellcat. So we're used to the old version of talking through, you know, a microphone and then having it through the airwaves. You know, video, like I said, video is cool, and I have decided, you know, myself to go to video this January, which is a big push for me. I have done, you know, little cameos on the show here and there with video, but I gotta tell you, Layla, it's a fucking bitch, man. You know, to do the editing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I don't do the editing of anything. Thank goodness somebody else does that. But yes, and the other thing is, you know, from the female side, it's like, then I always have to be worried about what I look like. You know, when I record at home, I sit down in my office, you know, I have a recording studio in my office. I sit down and I just let it, you know, if I have a bunch of episodes to crank out or whatever, I can do that in my pajamas with my hair up. You know, it doesn't have to be always like I'm quote unquote going to work.
I'm told that you have a remarkable story behind your fitness. Is that correct?
Well, that's a very nice thing to say. I'm proud of my story. I think it's a story of success and perhaps fairly interesting, but remarkable. I'll let you decide.
Well, I wanted to go remarkable because the reason why I'm going with remarkable, folks, is the story that Fitz is about to express here on the show and some of her background, it can go either or, you know, and she, I'm going to let her share the story, you know, from her view, because I think
I just appreciate that.
Alrighty, guys. Happy Thursday. It's happy, happy, happy Thursday to you. But hey, I love it. Guys, welcome to today's show. Welcome to Savaged Unfiltered. Guys, I hope everyone is enjoying their week. We are only a couple days from the holiday hellhole known as Christmas, right? I'm like, why are you so bloom during Christmas? Well, guys, I love Christmas, but to me, it gets chaotic. And oh man, do I have a story for you later in this week about Christmas. I'm doing a Christmas special, guys. That's going to be airing this weekend, right, Shaky? Right, yeah. Got to get the shows correct. But, yeah. Yeah, we're going to be doing a Christmas special later this weekend. And it's going to be a really, really good show. But my question for you guys is, what did you think of the show I did yesterday? With Miss Layla London, known as the girl next door. Ooh. Yeah, she was hot on the mic, wasn't she? Yeah, She's the host of her own show, but believe it or not, you know, she has a show called The Curious Girl Diaries, which I highly suggest you check out. I checked out most of her episodes, and she's no stranger to the industry. I was told, and Shaky here, you know, the manager of the show, we heard through the little grapevine that she just entered her seventh season of being on podcasts. And I think that's remarkable. That's awesome. 7 fucking years of being on podcasting. That's great. I mean, we just started our fourth season last week. So yeah, we're not too far from Layla, but 7 years. It's awesome. It's fucking awesome. Kudos. Right, Shaky, where the hell are you on this, man? Let's clap. A round of applause, Shaky, right? I mean, that's tremendous. Tremendous. Awesome. Get the applause out. Grief. But a little extended, Shaky, but hey, to where it's due, you know, you gotta get the applause out there. And I think that's awesome. Awesome stuff. But guys, today we're not going to be talking about sex and sex desires.
Savaged, unfiltered.
What floats your boat and what doesn't float your boat? We're going to be talking about something here with a guest that I have today for you, the listeners. A very special guest. I was checking out some of her of her content and her material. And she has a remarkable story, folks, which we are going to bring on the air here very, very soon. Shaky, you got the invite out to our guest that we have on, right? Okay. Giving me a thumbs up. So I hope everything's good, Shaky, and you got it. So anyway, guys, before we bring her in, any second now. Oh, we got to get the drum roll in, right? The drum roll. All righty. Well, she's not in here yet, but she will be in. Oh, there she is. So, ladies and gentlemen here, I want to bring in our guest here on the show, okay? She has a remarkable story here to tell the listeners, and we're going to bring her here in momentarily, guys. So without a further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is Fitz. You got to help me with the last name, ma'am. I'm
Kohler.
Kohler. Okay, I got it. Okay, Kohler. I didn't know if it was Kohler or collar or cooler. You know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to butcher
it. It's okay.
That's why I asked you to help me out.
It's okay.
So, Miss Kohler, I'm told that you have a remarkable story behind your fitness. Is that correct?
Well, that's a very nice thing to say. I'm proud of my story. I think it's a story of success and perhaps fairly interesting, but remarkable. I'll let you decide.
Well, I wanted to go remarkable because the reason why I'm going with remarkable, folks, is the story that Fitz is about to express here on the show and some of her background, it can go either or, you know, and she, I'm going to let her share the story, you know, from her view, because I think that's the best view here on the show. And I want to get into some of her passions and interests. Now I see Fitz that you have a huge passion behind fitness.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you get into the industry?
I started teaching fitness when I was 15. I fell in love with with fitness and music and the whole vibe, the feel good vibe. And then when I was in college, I taught on a cruise ship over in Russia and Scandinavia, and I had some wonderful experiences, which made me think, wow, this is a pretty cool thing to do. And then when I returned to University of Florida, when I left the cruise ship, there was a TV producer casting for a television show, fitness show. cardio gym and I auditioned and I got the job. And two things happened is A, I learned that I was equally comfortable teaching in front of a camera than I was teaching in front of a group, which was very, very comfortable. But as the show started to air, strangers started to approach me and, "Are you Fitz?" "Yes." "Oh my God, I love your show. I do it all the time and I've lost 17 pounds or my back pain is gone." And those interactions blew me back. They blew my mind. And I loved the power of mass media. I love the fact that it gave me the opportunity to reach and help strangers. And so after that, teaching 50 people in a gym became very unsatisfying. My craving is for hordes of people. Every time I do something professional, I want a
fitter and longer with the Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
That's awesome. I mean, kudos for you.
Savaged, unfiltered.
I really wish a lot of people would pursue a path like that because it creates motivation. It creates not only success, but it creates a driven passion behind it too, as well. Don't you think?
I do. And it's funny because people ask me why I didn't give up this or that. And to be honest with you, I don't understand quitting. It just doesn't. Maybe something's broken inside my head, but I fancy myself, or I identify with Juggernaut. It's a Marvel character, but he's made of steel, I think. And he's the one who just crashes through things. And people have tried to tell me no in the past. And I put on my little Juggernaut helmet and I come and get what I want every single time. If you're going to stand in my way, I will go through you if I have to. And so the beauty of my ambition is the things I want are very good for society at large. I think if I was a mean guy or a bad person, I could wreak havoc. I'd be behind bars. But yeah, the things I want are good for everybody, and I'm fully committed, full throttle to getting them without fail.
You mentioned this Juggernaut. I noticed that you're an author of multiple books. Yeah. Is this a character in one of your books?
It's not. It's so funny you mentioned characters. So my memoir came out in 2020, and that one's called My Noisy Cancer Comeback. And that's about my adventures and misadventures traveling the country, announcing races while sick and gray and bald with cancer. And as I deteriorated, I attached these fictional characters to them. So bald was unpleasant, right? I go bald, but then I started getting bumps on my head. I was allergic to the chemo. And so I wasn't just bald, but now I had these little bumps. I called them ogre bumps. And so instantly I became Shrek. And then eventually all the eyelashes on one eye came out. I became that crazy baby from Toy Story with the spider robot legs. And then when all of my lashes fell out, I started going by Voldemort. So I don't know. I guess I just kind of attach fictional characters to things, I guess.
Right. I mean, well, you look very healthy right now. I mean, obviously, this is an audio podcast, guys, but we have Fitz on camera here on my end. But I mean, you look wonderful. I mean, you look flourishing, and I'm trying to find the words. I'm sorry. I've been up
healthy.
Very, very early, so I apologize. Healthy
works.
Yes.
I am 100%. If you would have looked at me a few years ago, you would have thought, oh, this is what my mother said. So I was talking with my mom on the phone the other day, and she was reminiscing over my year and a half with chemo. And I had chemo for 15 months, which is absurd. And then lots of radiation and surgeries in between. But she said, "You look like you were in a concentration camp." We would FaceTime almost every day. She said, "I was mortified every time I looked at you. And all I could think is, holy mackerel, she looks like she's in a concentration camp," which, to be honest with you, I think it would be way worse being in a concentration camp than to have cancer. But yeah, I went from that to this, and I am vibrant. I am 100%. I assure you, I have come back all the way. I'm a little bit dinged up, but that's okay. That's okay. I think I'm better for it.
Hey, you know what? Every great success, you know, from a story of somebody dealing with, you know, what you have dealt with cancer. I mean, people will bounce back, you know, depending on how strong they want to be. And I think that's absolutely true, you know?
Yeah. So, you know what? You got to be savage.
You came out with a book here. What's that?
I said, you got to be savage about it.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, there's been a lot of hence the name Savage, right? Unfiltered. But there's been a lot of crazy scenarios that I've dealt with, you know. Unfortunately, I never dealt with cancer, and I mean that's great, you know. I mean, I hope I never have to go through that path in life. And I don't wish on that on anybody, but it's very unfortunate that people do go through that, and some people sadly you know, they either come out of it or, you know, they go down some dark paths. And, you know, my heart goes out to the families that have to deal with that. But I see you have a book here that you had dealt with a lot of your, you know, struggles with cancer and everything, where it's called My Noisy Cancer Comeback.
My Noisy Cancer Comeback. I am a noisy person.
Is that part of your journey at all through it?
Say that again.
Oh, you're a noisy person. Yeah, I said you're a noisy person. Like, well, why are you a nosy noisy person?
Yeah, I'm not nosy at all. I'm noisy. The title of the book is My Noisy Cancer Comeback, Running at the Mouth While Running for My Life. And it's called that because I make a living on a microphone. I make big, loud, happy noise at running events and on stages as a keynote speaker and on television. So it's My Noisy Cancer Comeback.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's great. And, folks, I have to apologize. My words are all over the place. Shaky, okay. Thank you. He gave me a glass of water. I need it. But I've been up since like 4 o'clock this morning, Fitz. So yeah, bear with me. So you got some books out. You have, you know, your fitness. Tell us a little bit more about your fitness.
Fitness. Yeah. So my company is Fitness. It's FITZ as in zebra, NESS.com. And you know, I'm committed to helping people live better and longer by making fitness understandable, attainable, and fun. And I do that for people at all levels of fitness. You know, if you're already an athlete, I can make you a much better athlete. I'm a sport performance expert, and I love taking people to the next level. But my two newest books are Your Healthy Cancer Comeback, Sick to Strong, and The Healthy Cancer Comeback Journal. And you know, going through what I went through, and I hit rock bottom. And thankfully, when I got to rock bottom, which wasn't cute and it wasn't fun, I knew exactly how to dig my way out of that hole because I'm a highly credentialed fitness expert. But when I was at the bottom, what I felt is, oh my gosh, how nightmarish would this be if I didn't have all of this fitness savvy, if I had just watched my body waste away and my strength and my stamina and my mobility, everything was gone and I didn't have the savvy to rebuild it. And so that's why I wrote these two next books, is because I wanted to provide a guidebook and a blueprint for all cancer patients and survivors to
Michael Gardner, Unfiltered.
Dig their way out of that hole, go from sick to strong and start living vibrantly again. I love this opportunity, and the books have been very successful. I'm very excited about them.
That's awesome. So Fitz, you know, that's the label Fitz. Is that your actual real name, Fitz, or is that just a nickname?
No, my first name is Fitz. And so what a great gift for, I call it my Irish gift for a little girl named Fitz to grow up to be a fitness expert. So I trademarked Fitzness many years ago, and that's my brand.
Oh, you're Irish. Well, you do resemble a little Italian. Maybe that's just me. I don't know.
You do? Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. You do have the Italian features on, you know, the face, you know, maybe the eyes a little bit.
Okay.
The nose I could see Irish, but not the eyes. The eyes are definitely looking Italian.
That's amazing. Well, you know, it's so funny. I recently did a TV spot, and the newscaster told me I looked like Megyn Kelly, and I thought, well, that's a real compliment. Thanks for that. So Italian Megyn Kelly, perhaps.
Yeah, I could see Megyn Kelly. Yeah. Maybe she's your sister. You don't know.
I don't know. I hope so. She's pretty capable. She's a great lady.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have your books, you have your fitness, you have your, fitness. Yeah. There we go. I had to put that in correctly. You have all these great things. What's next for Fitz? Do you see anything going your path or some?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm committed to nonstop efforts to help people do better and be better. And so, yeah, lots more keynote speaking. I love working with corporations. You know, it's very funny. Some people fear public speaking. I fear not public speaking. I'm always on a microphone as a professional race announcer. That's running events like Los Angeles Marathon, Buffalo Marathon, Detroit Free Press Marathon. So I make big happy noise in the running community. But I love when I get in front of a corporation or an organization, you know, a national organization brings me in to connect with their membership and help them work on health and fitness and mental resiliency. And it's just nice to be in a live audience with real people. So, you know, the words we're saying right now, our listeners, hopefully they're enjoying our conversation, but it's hard to know when I'm on a stage teaching or speaking, people can engage. You know, I love making eye contact with everybody in the room and I love their responses. I love when the heads nod. I love to hear the laughter. So, you know, just more of this, more books, cool, more presentations, more race announcing, more getting my hands on people and shaking them if they make excuses and convincing them to do better and then giving them hugs. I love celebrating people's accomplishments.
That's awesome. You mentioned corporations. Yeah. Any favorites of yours or?
You know what? Yeah. The trademark companies that I've done are the most notable that people would be interested in that I've spoken for, done spokesperson work: Disney, Oakley, Tropicana, Office Depot, PepsiCo. The list goes on. And
oh wow, yeah, you work for some big. Labels and wow, that's impressive.
Yeah. And you know, what's really nice is that they put the trust of their brand in me. When they invite you to step on their stage, that means they're fully endorsing you as a professional. They believe in you. You know, I've never sold a pill or a powder, a diet. I've never sold the consumer out. So when a company like Disney says, hey, Fitz Kohler is going to speak, Disney knows that I'm going to represent their brand and speak the truth. And do so in an eloquent way that's fun and interesting and engaging. So I definitely enjoy the faith these brands have in me. And then I also enjoy that they provide me with massive audiences because that's what they provide,
yeah,
right?
Well, Disney. Yeah, Disney's known for that. And you mentioned Disney, you know, again, maybe this is just me, Fitz, but I see a little bit of that Frozen character in you. I forgot her name. You know what I'm talking about.
I get Elsa a lot. Yeah, that's very funny. I do. Yeah. Usually I get Elsa from little kids, though, but I'll take it. Hey, who doesn't want to be compared to any sort of Disney queen or princess? So,
You got the face a little bit, you know, the face sculpture of it. And I mean, if I was you, I would fly down to Orlando, okay, Florida, and put in a bid for that because I'm sure.
Well, here's the deal. I can talk my face off, but I have a terrible singing voice. And I think Elsa's got to be able to belt it out. So they would kick me to the curb really quickly based on my, my singing abilities.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not sure if you know this, but with modern technology, you may not have the voice, but you have the looks. Okay. They could do a voiceover for
all
you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
All right. Well, you know what, if this, keynote speaking book writing thing doesn't work out, Elsa, I'll consider a profession as Elsa.
As long as you're good with lip singing. Are you good with lip singing?
I can lip sync like nobody else. Absolutely. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, yeah. Just move your mouth and stuff and make it look like you're saying like A's or I's. And yeah,
for you sure. Gotta, thank you. Know,
but that's awesome. I mean, you know, it seems like, you know, you had some dark paths, you know, and I guess in your early life with the cancer, and you overcame that. And that's awesome. I mean, you look like a wonderful lady, and I'm glad that everything is working out a lot better for you, Fitz.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't think anybody gets out unscathed. nobody gets out unscathed, whether you're going to get hit by a car or you're going to fall in a ditch or you're going to have cancer. You know, everyone will be faced with hardship and adversity. And I'm really proud of the way I handled mine. You know, cancer was really tough. I was diagnosed in 2019. And I think I'm only about 2+ years out of chemo. So it hasn't been too long. But I never gave up my career. I boarded over 30 planes out of Gainesville, Florida during chemo, during all my treatments to go announce races and to speak. And I never wore a wig. I never hid out. I continue to go and do the things that I wanted to do despite cancer. And, you know, a lot of people would have understood if I took a year and a half off of work and travel, but I wouldn't have understood. And if I had sat home and done nothing, all I would have been was sick. And so I'm hoping that other people, if they do read my books, you know, they will carve out their own path. Not everybody has to travel the country and hug thousands of sweaty, germy strangers along the way. But, you know, do the things that make you happy, do the things that fuel you. And I think that's not only a good idea, I think it's necessary for survival, because I was so incredibly sick. And there were so many dark moments, and I did cry every day, but I also laughed every single day. And I always had something to look forward to. Even if the task in front of me was daunting, I was still motivated to go do it and figure it out. And, you know, when I would welcome the last finisher, maybe I have 35,000 runners that started and finished my races over the weekend. When that final finisher crossed the finish line, I felt very accomplished and very proud of not only my athletes, but the work that I had done.
Yeah, I noticed that you just mentioned that you're a professional race announcer.
Correct.
How did you get into that?
So my speaking career, I'm also a sport performance expert. So I was actually teaching clinics for Run Disney, which is the endurance wing of Disney World. And their race announcer, he was always introducing me before I spoke. And he was very impressed. And eventually he came and said, "Hey, Fitz, I need a co-announcer for the Orange County Marathon in California in a few months. Are you interested?" And I said, "Well, I've never done it before, but I see what you do. It looks fun. I'd love to give it a go." And so he connected me with the race director and we had a quick conversation. He said, "I'd love to have you come give announcing a try." And it went really, really well. It fit just like a glove. And I think we had 25,000 athletes that weekend alone. And within an hour of yelling go for the first time on marathon morning, the race director came over and said, "You're awesome. Can you come back next year?" I said, "Absolutely." And then I started to get more and more invitations. And I think I'm the busiest race announcer in America right now. I love it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, some of your story here, I'm listening, you know, checking out your website. I mean, you really, Fitz, I mean, wow. Elevating your entire life, you know, with just remarkable different types of ventures in your life, writing books, from writing books to, you know, starring in different types of, I guess you could say cameos, right? Of Disney and—
Well, not in the movies, but I'm on their stages. Yeah, I've got to work side by side with Mickey Mouse, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, cameos, you know, into the theme park, though. That's what I'm pretty much
saying,
you know?
Yeah, I have worked on some pretty cool stages in Disney World and many times communicating or speaking to their consumers and then quite a few times speaking to their cast members, their employees, which is a great privilege, too. Disney really cares about the health and wellness of their employees. They have a significant employee wellness program and pretty awesome that they invite me to be a part of it.
Yeah, that's remarkable. It really is. And I love the fact that you work with kids. I'm a huge advocate for that, you know, especially in today's times. I mean, some of these kids, Fitz, they're very unfortunate. They grow up in fatherless households. And I could not imagine how that is because, I mean, I was blessed to have, you know, two parents in the household. So can you tell us a little bit about that, you know, as we kind of close it up with you in a little bit about this this mile or what is it? Oh, the morning mile. Excuse
Correct.
me.
What's that? Yeah, so the Morning Mile is a before school walking running program that I created at about 2010. And I have it in 400 schools, over 400 schools around the world in four different countries, most states in America. And the entire purpose of the program is to get kids into the habit of starting each day in an active way. And within the program, they get to do it with fun music and friends and great rewards. It's very easily implemented by a school. The school has to put in little to no effort, and the results are extraordinary. My policy is every child is invited every single day of the school year. So is their family. So is the faculty. We have the bus drivers and the lunch ladies come out, and it's mass impact before school. And so the kids, we provide a 30-minute window, and the kids can show up and walk one lap really slow and go to class, or they can stick around and they can run really hard for the whole 30 minutes. And because we don't coach them, there's no choreography, we simply unleash them and reward them. We have elementary school kids running over 700 miles in a school year. We have individual elementary school and middle schools doing well over 20,000 miles in a school year. And many of my schools have over 90% student participation throughout the school year. So it's along with my Fitness mission statement, which is to focus on mass impact. And, you know, yes, we want these kids to have healthy bodies. That's the ultimate goal of the program, but it also affects their minds, because when we allow them to exert their youthful energy in the morning before their school day starts, they're far more likely to sit still. And we turn their brains on, so they learn a bunch better. So I'm very proud of the Morning Mile, and I think it's very important. That's... if we can teach these kids early on healthy habits that will last a lifetime, they won't get to the point when they're 30 and they say, oh, crap, what happened to me? I'm so unfit. So I'm trying.
Yeah, they have some type of path. I agree with what you're saying. Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. I mean, some of these kids today, they don't have a path in life. It's, you know, and it's
I am fully confident that very soon we'll start hearing Olympians say they got their start at the Morning Mile, and CEOs, you know, these are habits. These are quality habits that lead to other quality habits. So I'm really proud of the program. If anyone wants to be involved with getting more kids moving in the mornings, visit me at morningmile.com. We could get your favorite school started. And if you're a generous business or individual and you'd like to sponsor a program, well, we can make that happen as well.
That's awesome. And to kind of close this out here, I'm curious here. I see all this stuff. I see fitness. I also see modeling. Have you ever, you know, kind of got into modeling?
You know what? People have taken posed pictures of me for purposes other than me being an attractive person. So no, I don't do modeling.
You know what I mean by that, right? Because when you see fitness, when you see a woman or a man, you know, doing fitness and sharing that content, whether it's on social media or wherever, you do see the modeling, you know, kind of on the side. Uh-huh. So that's kind of interesting that you haven't done.
No, that. You know what? I did some acting early on. I used to be a competitive kickboxer. I fought for about 10 years. And because of the combination, I guess, of my appearance and my ability to kick people in the head, I was cast in a few roles in television and film. And that was just fine. But I'm happy being on television as Fitz Kohler, the fitness expert. Acting really wasn't my jam. And I definitely... and not a model. I mean, there's some nice pictures of me, but mostly they're candid photos. And I think happy girls are the prettiest. So that's probably why I get away with.
Well, let me ask this question here without putting you on the spot. Okay. I'm going to be nice here. I'm usually savage.
Go for it.
And everything, but you know, it depends on my character, folks. I mean, sometimes if I'm talking to somebody nice, such as Fitz, I'll give them the floor. I do. I'm not this typical, you know, jackass of an on-air personality. I mean, Fitz, I've had some crazy individuals on the show in the last 4 years. But you said you're not a model. Like, you don't fit that caliber. Like, why is that? I mean, I'm looking at your pictures and, like, you're a beautiful lady.
Well, thank you so much. And that's very kind. I guess the fact is nobody calls me up and says, hey, can I pay you XYZ for photos of you wearing our gear? I think in order to be a model, someone's got to be hiring you to be on the cover of their magazine or in a product advertisement. And that has not happened. So, so I'm not a model.
Well, I respect you on that. I mean, you're not putting yourself out there like all these college, idiots that are going on TikTok and YouTube and everything. So, I mean, that's a good thing. You respect your body. I get.
Yeah. And you know what? I think I'm.
I'm just letting you know. I mean.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. We crossed over each other like Ghostbusters, but go ahead. Yeah.
I was just saying, I mean, I don't think I'm a hideous girl. I just don't model.
I beg to differ. I mean, if I had a modeling agency right now.
Oh, that's so nice. I mean, thank you.
Yeah, I'm not lying. I'm not just, doing that to, to give you height points or anything. I mean, truly, I mean, you are a beautiful lady. The blonde hair, the, is it blue? Hazel eyes. It's kind of hard
they're
to tell.
They're blue.
I think they're blue, right?
They're blue.
Yeah. I would put you on a magazine. I mean, you have the looks. So, I think this is my personal opinion. Now, you're a grown lady and you can do whatever you'd like, but I would pursue in the modeling fits.
Okay, so I've got a suggestion for you. All right, okay. So you need to branch out of podcasting and go into magazine publishing and be the first to hire me. How's that?
Well, maybe I can do both.
Yes, just do both. And when you make that phone call, I will say yes.
Well, I know some big people in New York City for a couple of radio stations I worked at that do, bendezzle, so to speak, in the modeling industry. So maybe I can do that for you.
Thank you. Then I will be a model and I will blame you.
Yeah. Well, you gotta start somewhere in life. That's how I say to people, I mean, I'm just getting into podcasting the last 4 years. I've been doing radio and different, avenues of radio for 20 years, started off as a tech guy and kind of went into, on air talking and this and that. And I can tell you right now, I'm still trying to get used to podcasting because back then I had to filter all my demeanor. Now you can say whatever the hell you damn well please, and it's great.
Yes. Which I like that very much. I love having control. I love having control over me and my mouth, and similar to you, it would be very difficult to be, edited profusely. That would be really frustrating.
Yeah. I'm not an edited guy. I don't believe in that scripted crap. I say whatever's on my mouth. Sometimes the words come out, and they're like, oh my God, Michael's saying shit and fuck on the show. Well, hey, I'm showing my real stuff.
You know what? I've been told.
But Fitz,
I was just going to say, I heard there's this little thing called freedom of speech around here. You can say whatever the hell you want.
There is freedom of speech, but it's being hijacked by these by these leftist trolls, And I'm so glad that I live in the freedom state here of Florida. I don't call it the Sunshine State; I call it the freedom state.
Me too. How about our governor? He is the biggest blessing we've had in a long time.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's the biggest blessing, and he's lucky. He's got a awesome hot wife and. Oh man, and she has a story similar to yours too of what I'd love to have her on the show. But
yeah, she's she went through breast cancer care this year, which is terrifying. Three little kids, and she came out really strong. She looks like Casey DeSantis. She looks like she's doing well, and I'm really happy for their whole family.
Yeah, you know what bothers me here? It's always the pretty ones that get dealt with. This,
no, no, but you. Oh, you know what? My heart really breaks for every cancer patient. So,
mine does too. Yeah, mine does too. Guys, I have a heart. I'm not, again, I'm not savaged. Well, I am, but, I do have a heart. But Fitz, I'm going to close it out here with you. It was a great honor having you on, and I really wish you the best in all your future endeavors.
And thank you so much for having me on your show. It's very fun, and I love the fact that you are unfiltered and savage and all of those good things. It makes for a far better conversation than those who do not.
Yeah, it does. It does. Guys, You just heard Fitz Kohler here on the show. You could find her here on her website, which is Fitzness, spelled F-I-T-Z, and then NESS.com/blog, and that will go right to her main page. Find all amazing content there on her website, including her books, her fitness, some of her work that she works here with children, and so much more. Fitz, I want to thank you once again for being part of Savage Unfiltered. And I wish you the greatest luck in your future endeavors. And I hope you have a good marriage.
You as well. And I will look forward to you starting that fantastic magazine. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Bye.